Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Blue Spring Enterprises Limited Q1 FY26 results conference call hosted by IIFL Capital Services Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Siddharth Zabak from IIFL Capital Services Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning, and thank you for joining us on the post-Q1 FY26 results conference call for Blue Spring Enterprises Limited. It is my pleasure to introduce the senior management team of Blue Spring Enterprises Limited, who are here with us to discuss the results. We have Mr. Kamalpal Hooda, ED and CEO, Mr. Prafull Sridhar, CFO, Mr. Nitish Purohit, Head Investor Relations. We will begin the call with opening remarks by the management team, and thereafter, we will open the call for a Q&A session. I would like to now hand over the call to Mr. Nitish Purohit to take proceedings forward. Thank you, and over to you, Nitish.
Yeah, thank you, Siddharth. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Blue Spring Enterprises' inaugural earnings call for the Q1 FY26 period. Please note that today's discussions may include forward-looking statements which are based on current expectations and are subject to business risks, regulatory changes, and macroeconomic conditions. These statements should be read in conjunction with the safe harbor clause outlined on slide two of the investor presentation. With that, I'll now hand over the call to our CEO, Mr. Kamalpal Hooda, for his opening remarks. Over to you, Kamal.
Thank you, Nitish. Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's a special moment for all of us at Blue Spring Enterprises Limited. This is our very first analyst call as an independent entity, and I couldn't be more excited to share our journey with you. With the demerger now behind us, we are stepping forward with a renewed sense of purpose, a sharper vision, and a strong commitment to create long-term value. Before we dive into Q1 numbers, I'd like to take a few minutes to walk you through our business segments, especially for those who are new to Blue Spring. Let me start with the largest segment, facility and food services. This business forms the backbone of our operations, contributing 60% of our overall revenue. On the facility side, we're led by our brand Avon. We manage housekeeping, technical services, landscaping, and pest control across 7,000+ sites, serving 650+ customers. On the food side, our brand India Foods serves 180,000 meals every day across 90 sites through a mix of on-site and central kitchens. Our clients include some of India's leading hospitals, education institutions, industrial parks, and corporates. Next, we have telecom and industrial services business, which contributes 19% of our revenue, and it's a high-margin business for us. Our industrial services, led by legacy brand Hoffinkons, with 47 years of existence, the team handles operations and maintenance, as well as installation and commissioning across sectors like ferrous, non-ferrous, power, and green industries. The telecom vertical, led by Vedant, again a legacy brand, supports network deployment, assurance, and tower infrastructure management for major telecom players. I'm proud to state that we manage 237,000 network nodes per month. Our third segment is security services, led by Carrier Security Services, which contributes 19% of our overall revenue. Here, we provide man guarding and electronic security across 2,200 sites, and we are present in 24 states, giving us true pan-India coverage. And finally, through Blue Spring, we hold an investment in Foundit, an AI-powered job search platform. Foundit contributes presently 2% of our revenue and is reported under our investments vertical. What makes Blue Spring unique is the breadth of our services and our national reach. With over 85,000+ employee strength and 21 locations across India, we are proud to be a well-diversified infrastructure management company. We have more than 1,000 customers spread across key verticals such as education, healthcare, BFSI, industrial, commercial space across the nation. Our top 30 customers account for just 48% of our revenue, and six industry segments contribute 10% or more to our revenue, which helps us stay resilient against sector-specific or client-specific slowdowns. I want to emphasize that safety, health and environment of our employees remain one of our top priorities. As part of this commitment, we conducted over 6,000 training hours for our associates in Q1. As I mentioned earlier, our customers also recognize our dedication, evident in the safety awards we receive for maintaining highest standards across our operations. Now let me talk about how we performed in quarter one. Excluding our investments vertical, revenue stands at 777 crores. It grew 13% year-on-year, though we saw a 1% quarter-on-quarter dip, mainly due to seasonal softness in food and telecom business. EBITDA is at 24 crores, declining 11% year-on-year and 4% quarter-on-quarter, and that's largely because we experienced a seasonal slowdown in some of our high-margin businesses. And also we made strategic investments in building out our sales and leadership teams post-demerger. That said, we've already seen momentum. We've added 46 new clients for this quarter with an ACV of 93 crores, which sets up well for the coming quarters. Moving on to segment-wise updates, starting with facilities and food. This segment had a solid quarter. Revenue grew 13% year-on-year thanks to 22 new contracts with an ACV of 73 crores. We saw strong traction in industrials, government infra and healthcare. On a quarter-on-quarter basis, growth was flat, mainly because of higher education institutions were closed in June and July, which impacted our food business. Education currently contributes 37% of our food revenue. So this seasonal dip is expected. We anticipate a return to normal run rate from August onwards. A proud moment for us, Goa Airport, which we manage under our IFMS portfolio, was recognized by Skytrax as the cleanest airport in India and Southeast Asia in the 5 million passenger category. That's a testament to our operational excellence and HSE standards. Looking ahead, we are setting up a new central kitchen in Bangalore in Whitefield area, which will be operational by quarter 3. This will help us expand our footprint in corporate offices and GCC region. Next segment, telecom and industrial. This segment continues to perform well. Revenue grew 20% year-on-year, with telecom alone growing 32% year-on-year, a clear sign of strong execution and customer trust. Quarter-on-quarter revenue dipped slightly due to seasonal factors. To give some perspective of the industry, Q1 usually is a soft quarter with delayed network rollouts by telecom players, which is a recurring trend this year as well. However, we expect stronger performances in the coming quarters. We are deeply committed towards HSE standards, and I am proud to mention that our industrial O&M business received 5 recognitions from clients for safety excellence, a great validation for our commitment to best practices. Security services. We saw steady growth here in this vertical. Headcount increased 10% year-on-year and 3% quarter-on-quarter, with most additions in industrial and healthcare sectors. Revenue grew 8% year-on-year and 1% quarter-on-quarter. We now hold Tatara licenses across 24 states, enabling us to offer compliant and scalable security solutions nationwide. We recently launched the Smart Homes program and a new training center for our guards in South Bangalore in quarter one. With our sales investments now complete for this business, we expect stronger results starting next quarter onwards. Moving on to Founded, our AI-powered job search platform is making good progress. Revenue grew 6% quarter-on-quarter and organic jobs postings also grew to 131%. Recruitment search and 6-month active users grew 11% and 9% respectively. With continued sales effort and cost optimization, we are confident of achieving our business goals in the second half of the year for Founded. Before I hand over to Praful for the financial deep dive, I want to leave you all with our long-term ambition. We remain committed to delivering 3x of GDP growth, 6% EBITDA margins and 20% return on equity because these three are our guiding stars. We have taken the first step towards this goal, and with the dedication of our teams, the trust of our customers and support from all of you in the investor community, I am truly optimistic about what lies ahead. With that, over to you, Praful.
Thank you, Kamal. A very good morning to everyone and thank you all for joining our first earnings call. I will begin by taking you through our consolidated financial performance excluding Founded before discussing segment-wise results and other corporate updates. For the quarter ended June 30th, 2025, we reported a revenue of rupees 777 crores, a 13% year-on-year growth and almost flat quarter-on-quarter. Year-on-year increase was driven across all business verticals. From a geography perspective, nearly 45% of our revenue base continues to come from South, where our institutional relationships and food services footprint are very strong. The North contributes around 25% and the remaining share is almost equally split between West and East. EBITDA for the quarter stood at rupees 24 crores, which is down 11% year-on-year and 4% sequentially. Now, a key reason for this decline, apart from the seasonal softness in our high-margin food and telecom business, is that this is the first quarter where the impact of merit increases has kicked in across the organization. Second, we saw joining bonuses and onboarding costs across both businesses and corporate leadership roles, especially as we strengthen our teams post-demerger to support our next phase of growth. Adjusted PAT for the quarter stood at rupees 13 crores, increased 14% sequentially and down 5% on a year-on-year basis, translating to an EPS of rupees 0.9 per share. With key investments in sales and leadership now in place, following the demerger, we are well positioned to drive growth alongside margin expansion through the remainder of FY26. Let me now walk you through our segment-wise performance. Facilities and food services. This continues to be our largest segment, contributing around 60% of the total revenues. We reported 476 crores in revenue, up 13% year-on-year and flat sequentially. Our focus here is on large deals from few emerging spaces like industrials, GCC, government and public infra, and stronger aggregator tie-up for growth in high-margin clients. EBITDA delivered rupees 19 crores, a 20% increase sequentially, down 5% year-on-year basis. Other than people investment, one of the other reasons contributed to us yearly dip is towards a stringent estimated credit loss policy versus last year on a quarterly basis. Our high-margin food services business also goes through a dip in education sector as told by Kamal. Telecom and industrial services. Here, we delivered rupees 152 crores in revenue, up year-on-year by 20%. EBITDA stood at rupees 12 crores up year-on-year by 7%. Sequentially, we are lower in revenue and EBITDA as we expected. This is owed primarily due to telecom rollout delays. As a practice, many network expansion activities pace picks up in subsequent quarters with a heavy tilt towards the H2 of any financial year. We are also happy to report that telecom revenue now has approximately 13% of its revenue coming from annuity contracts versus projects, up from a single low digit last year. Our industrial business continues to expand through O&M contract in renewables, green energy, utilities and manufacturing sectors, where uptime and compliance are mission critical. In our security services, we delivered rupees 149 crores in revenue, up 8% on a yearly basis and 1% on a quarterly basis. EBITDA stood at rupees 4 crores, a 27% decline yearly, but a sharp 86% increase sequentially. While the current margin trajectory in this vertical is in the range of 2.5 to 3%, we are driving focused targets to enhance margin via reduction of cost to serve, contract rationalizations, and also move towards hybrid tech-enabled guarding service offerings. Moving on to investments in Founded, we reported revenue of rupees 20 crores, up sequentially by 6%. Burn in the operational EBITDA level has also improved to 16 crores, excluding ESOPs, a 37% improvement from Q4. We have triggered cost optimizations and sales growth initiatives and are seeing early successes. We are confident that we will achieve a break-even as per the earlier stated timeline in H2. As we move forward in our journey as an independent listed company, our focus remains crystal clear. Drive profitable growth, strengthen our cash flows, and uphold the highest standards of corporate governance. With that, I conclude the financial update. Thank you all once again for your time and continued support. I will now hand it back to the moderator for question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Siddharth Zabak from IIFL Capital Services Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. My question is on margins. We have seen year-on-year margin contraction across all segments. While I understand that the telecom vertical is seasonally weak due to less telecom rollouts this quarter, could you elaborate on the key factors that led to margin pressure in the other segments? And my second question is on Foundit. What are the drivers which will drive revenue growth in Foundit in second half of the year? Thank you.
Sure. Thanks, Siddharth, for your questions. Kamal, I'll take your questions. So starting with margins, Siddharth, as you know, the overall margins is a combination of the mix of businesses that we've got, and you're absolutely right. Quarter one, we reported 3.1% margins due to low season for two of our high-margin businesses, telecom, as explained on the call, and food also, we have seasonality in quarter one because, as I explained during my speech, 37% of our food revenue is dependent on education businesses and education institutions. And with June and July being holidays, the business comes back to its normalcy in the month of August. As we speak, we expect from the present 3.1% that we started this quarter, we have actions to take the business on an overall basis to an exit of this year to close to around 4%, which would mean 100% margin increase across our businesses. And in addition to cost rationalization that we are doing, we're also looking at the right mix of businesses that we operate. Within each businesses, security, which almost contributes 19% of our overall revenue and operates at below 3% margin, we expect that by year end, through escalated growth in some of our other verticals, the overall revenue share of the security business should deteriorate from 19% in the mix to 17% in the mix, which would also increase the margins. Within security business, which is the lowest margin percentages business for us right now, we are expecting to move from a 2.5% to in excess of 3% within this financial year. As explained, telecom, food and industrials are expected to pick up from quarter two onwards, which will help us progress our journey from 3% right now to an exit of 4% margin. Moving on to your question on Foundit, there are three separate levers that are already in action for us to confidently tell you that we expect the break-even, as explained in the call, in the second half of the year. First and foremost is the revamped product itself, where we have worked on the recruiter UI UX for a simplified design. We've improved the search relevance, enhancing job applications by candidates, and reduced our site latency by at least 25%, which makes us believe that this is a far more superior product now to what it was in the previous years. Cost, there have been some strategic cost levers that we have done, including the cloud and the office rentals, and the cost base has significantly come down. And finally, on the sales, on the back of a revamped product, there is a significant investment in the sales leadership, which is happening right now, which makes us believe that from the present 20 crores of revenue a quarter, by the end of quarter three, we should be hovering around 30 to 35 crores, which will also be a cost base for Foundit by end of quarter three, which is where we believe we should be able to achieve the break-even.
Thank you. That was very helpful.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Zaki Nasser, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, can you hear me?
Yes, Zaki, you are audible. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir, you are audible.
My first question, sir, would revolve around the branding of Bluespring as a change from your Quest, offspring of Questcorp. So, how do you propose to handle that? Because I think that will take some time. Because then I've seen some of your guards, they're still with the Quest logo. So would you want to change that in a hurry, or you will take your strategy going forward for that, sir?
Sure. So, thanks for this question.
unlike Quess, Blue Spring is a house of brands. We have some very well established brands for each of the service lines we operate. To take a couple of examples, Hoffinkons in the industrial asset maintenance space is a brand which has existed for over 46 years and has got a phenomenal brand recall value and a customer trust. Similarly, other businesses that we operate in, Avon, Terrier, have had brand legacies for more than two decades. So we intend to nurture these brands and take Blue Spring ahead as a house of brands, endorsing the overall brand architecture. As we started as a fresh entity from 1st of April, there is a brand development roadmap that we have put in place, starting with our brand definition, standardization, brand presence, and then we expect to relaunch all these brands with more meat by Q3 of this year. I hope that answers your question, Zaki.
Yes, no, but in terms of the other branding also, sir, you would carry the Quess brand for some more time?
No, we have given up, as part of the legal demerger, Zaki, we have given up the Quess brand from 1st of April. When you mentioned that you still see some of the uniforms of associates still wearing, the whole legal process goes through a novation of contracts, and for few of our customers, specifically on the government side, we expect the novation activity to get completed by the current quarter, which is where the whole uniform branding will also undergo the change.
And the next question would be, sir, about Founded. What is the holding of Blue Spring in Founded, sir? And would you ever consider taking it off the balance sheet?
So the present holding is close to around 70%. We continue to believe in the story of Founded, Zaki. That's what I can say on this call. So our primary target in the short term is to, scale up revenue and reach to a break-even stage over the next couple of quarters, which will give us a lot of confidence and also to the larger investor community who have invested in Blue Spring.
Thank you, sir. Best wishes for the year.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Kaustav Bubna from BMSPL Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much for taking my questions. So my first question is, I'm trying to understand what you mean by there was seasonality in the food business affected your numbers. Because if schools are shut in June and July, that would have happened last year also in June and July. So then why is there a year-on-year deterioration in performance because of that? Seasonality would impact quarter-on-quarter, not year-on-year, right? So could you explain that a bit?
Sure, Kaustav. See, our food and facility business on a year-on-year basis from a revenue standpoint has definitely grown 13%. It is flattish quarter-on-quarter from a revenue standpoint, and that explains the seasonality. I think your question, if it is on the margins as to why margins, though they have increased quarter-on-quarter, but year-on-year if they have dipped, is on account of the investments that we have done in the new leadership post-demerger in the entire facility and food business. We're also revamping our old central kitchen and also investing in a new central kitchen. These investments will start giving returns from Q3 onwards, as explained in my call, leading to additional revenue and better margins.
Excellent. Thank you so much for that clarification. My second question is, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but first you all had said you all will break even towards in FY25. Now you're saying end of second half FY26. You know, internally, I mean, being senior management, could you give some color as to why this delay has happened? Why has it taken longer than expected to break even? And how would you give investors like us confidence that, you know, if you won't just keep delaying your projections to break even and it'll actually break even and it'll actually start growing? Could you give some confidence over there?
Sure. Thanks for that question, Kaustav. So like you, I think, you know, we're also spending enormous amount of time and management bandwidth towards Founded, which continues to be a very key investment for us. Some of the reasons for the delay Founded, in addition to, let's say, the macro factors, as you would know, in job boards, IT industry continues to be a very key industry, and so is the case with Foundit. And for last couple of years, we have seen how the IT industry has performed. So I think other than, let's say, the external and the macro factors which have contributed towards it, we wouldn't shy away in saying that, you know, we had to invest a lot on our products and the search engine capabilities of our product, which we have done. As explained during the call, what we have right now is a revamped recruiter UI UX with a simplified design, a very improved search relevance, enhancing job applications, and a lot of matrices around that we follow are all looking very positive. We have relaunched this product last week to top 10 of our customers, and the feedback has been very, very encouraging. It has also led to, you know, reduction in the site latency by 25%. So some of these factors do give us a confidence for us to believe that we should be able to achieve the break-even by Q3 of this year and not even Q4.
Okay, and my last question is, at what scale, you're saying 35 crores a quarter, right? You will break even, approx. At what scale can, firstly, what margins can this can Foundit actually achieve at full scale? That's the first question. And what revenues can, at what revenues would Foundit have to do to achieve those margins?
So that's too much into future. Yeah, that's too much into future cost. But let me make an attempt. Like I said, the immediate priority is reach quarter three, reach to a 30 to 35 crores of revenue number, which is a healthy number for us to break even from a cost standpoint. We'll continue to invest. So I think for over next 12 months to 18 months, whatever we're going to earn from this business, we're going to keep investing back into this business for its growth. This space obviously is dominated by one player, and we would want to position Foundit as the second credible player in the market. There's a huge runway of opportunity from a market standpoint for Foundit to grow. In terms of margins ahead 3 years, I think once break even, we would want this platform to grow at a CAGR of 30% plus access from a top line perspective. And cost base for platform based businesses are generally disproportionate to the revenue growth. So we believe we have reached to an optimum cost base, and we may not need any more significant investments in terms of people or in terms of product. So the only investment probably, you know, over next 2-3 years we're going to do is towards the marketing, and which obviously will propel the future growth of Foundit.
But you can't give some indication on what margins this could do at full scale?
So we know the market operates at a very, very healthy margin for the dominant player. Like I said, you know, at a 30% CAGR growth, if you're able to grow revenue over next 2-3 years, I think by end of the third year, we should be in a range of 25 to 30% EBITDA margins over the course of next 3 years.
Okay, understood. Thank you so much for this reply. It helps a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Varun Pinto from Nehigen Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes,
Varun, you are.
Hi, sir. So, one thing I wanted to understand with the food business, I understood that it is a trend, right? Like, Q1 is generally going to be weak for us, and in general, Q2 is also going to be weak for us, right? Because July is also going to be a weak month for us. But in the telecom business, is this also a seasonal thing, or was this quarter sort of a one-off quarter where there were like fewer investments by the telecom players?
No, it wasn't a one-off thing, Varun. It is the trend that we have. So Vedang, while it has been with us for last 8 years, but has been in the telecom space for last 26 years. And, we've seen this trend that quarter ones are generally slow in terms of rollouts, and it picks up from quarter two onwards. We are already in August, and we see that the momentum is picking up, and we believe that if you look at our trends also for last 2-3 years, quarter two and quarter three are significantly better than quarter one for the telecom business. This year is going to be a similar story.
Understood, sir. So this is going to happen every year. Like Q1 is generally going to be a weak quarter for the telecom business as well, right?
Yes, that has been the trend so far, Varun.
Understood, sir. And then, sir, we had, at the time of listing, we had given a guidance that, you know, we expect the food and the industrial business to grow at somewhere around 20% for the next year or two, and the other businesses to grow at the range of about 15%. So is that still the guidance that we are sticking with?
Yes, Varun, that's the long-term guidance. As we put together the new entity, we are very confident that this year we should grow a high double-digit growth on an overall basis. You are right, our focus is to grow these two businesses disproportionately higher than other businesses, which is food and industrials. And for these two businesses, we are also looking at, in addition to growing organically, investing in a central kitchen, we are also looking at inorganic opportunities in the market, to the regions and the industries where we are not present. But yeah, we'll continue to hold the long-term guidance that we want to grow at 3x of GDP. We would want to continue to grow these two businesses disproportionately higher than the other three businesses.
Understood, sir. And, lastly, sir, last year we had about 150 crore impairment loss in our P&L, right? Which is not going to be there this year. So by this year, basically, even if we have no growth, our PAT is going to be higher than approximately 150 crores, right?
Varun, I don't want to obviously put full year numbers, but yeah, if you see, the start of the year has been very good. We've registered 123% growth in our PAT. We reported a 12 crores positive PAT. We do not have any material one-off items. The only thing that we were carrying pre-demerger was a goodwill, which we also impaired as part of the demerger. So we do not expect any significant one-offs this year.
Understood, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Sankara Narayan from iThought PMS. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Are you audible?
Sir, your voice is a bit low.
Ma'am, is it audible now?
Yes, sir, now it's audible. Please go ahead.
Sir, my first question is regarding your long-term objective of achieving a 20% ROE. So can you give us a breakthrough of how will you achieve this kind of ROE in terms of operating leverage payout, or how can we think about this, sir?
Sorry, Sankara, can you repeat your question? Long-term objective on borrowing, you say?
Return on equity of 20%, sir. You have stated in your presentation, so how are you planning to achieve that?
So, Sankara, that's, you're right, that's a stated objective for, you know, Vision 2030. And the ROE is moving from the present 6%-7% to 20% as an aspiration. It's on back of multiple things. You know, the some of the factors which will lead us from a market standpoint is our vision to grow 3x of the GDP organic growth rate, do inorganic growth at opportunistic prices for our food and industrial businesses, move from the present 3% margins to a 6%+ margins over the course of next 3-4 years, starting with this year, moving from 3% in Q1 to, let's say, exiting Q4 at 4%. Maintaining a very healthy 50%+ EBITDA to OCF conversion and keeping our debt below 1.5x of our EBITDA. And the mix of the businesses, growing the high-margin businesses like food and industrials in excess to the other businesses, which are lower in terms of margins from food and industrials. So we believe the combination of these four, five elements should take us to a ROE of 20%.
Got it, sir. Sir, my second question is regarding the cross-selling opportunities. So in a recent earnings call of Quess Corporation, they have stated that using Blue Spring and digitized solutions, we could able to cross-sell to our clients. So how would that cross-selling would benefit Blue Spring in the next three years, sir?
It does have a huge potential, Sankara. So within Blue Spring also, there are only three or four customers right now, in which we are, let's say, you know, selling all the services of Blue Spring. So within Blue Spring, if you see, there's a cohort of three or four services which can be sold together, which is facility, food,
security for sure, these three. And the fourth one also, if you go to any industrial park, often cons as well. So we've got 1,000+ customer base with, you know, almost 3,000 crores plus revenue work streams. And this is a huge opportunity for us to do cross-sell within Bluespring. We're also engaged with Quess and Digitize, as mentioned on the Quess call, to see if we can leverage each other's customer base. What puts us in an advantageous position also, Shankar, is the breadth of services that we operate. We can actually, for any company's infrastructure management services needs, we can be a one-stop solution and a pan-India player with offices across 21 cities. Pasara license is across 24 states. So cross-sell is a huge opportunity for us over the next 2 to 3 years.
Got it, sir. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Aryan from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Aryan, sir. Please go ahead. You're audible.
Okay, so my question is that you stated in your call that you're going to relaunch all these four products, and as comparison to last year, they are much better this year. So my question would be for these four things to keep generating.
No longer being recorded.
For these four things to keep generating revenue, are we taking on any debt obligations or what? Can you walk me through the whole process? And like you said that you stated that they are not the same. So what's so different this year and what will be different in the upcoming years that you were saying that it puts us in such an advantage? So if you can just walk me through that, that would be a great help.
Aryan, if you can please come again, we lost you in between. If you can
call, will be
repeat your, if you can repeat your question, Aryan, please.
Okay, so my question was, as you said that we have dived into four different segments, right? And you said that in comparison to FY25, these four segments are doing much better. So my question is for these four segments to, you know, be profitable and be scalable in revenue. Are we taking any debt obligations? If so, please walk me through that. And if not, how are we, you know, planning that we are in an advantageous position? So if you can just give me a clarity on that, that would be very great.
Sure. Thanks. So I think there are two parts to your question. One is on the debt obligations, how much debt we are taking for the growth of these businesses. And second question is, why do we believe this year would be better than last year going to demerger? So on the debt side, I'll ask Prapul to Reza.
So Aryan, thank you so much. So current quarter, we have closed a debt of roughly around 222 crores. Excluding foundry, it is around 176 crores. Now, this debt has increased during the quarter, slightly little bit because of delays in novation of contracts. We have been part of many mergers before and now demerger. And the practice that we have seen is basically generally it takes time for any novation of contracts to happen. So I see this as a blip for only a quarter, and the water should settle down in Q2. And our long-term guidance on debt remains at 1.5 times of EBITDA maximum. So as we speak, our average debt is over around 100 crores. We want to bring in Q2 less than 100 crores at an average level first. And during the quarter, we'll keep reducing it. That's the guidance on the debt.
So, Arun, to your second question, see, what this demerger has done is also has allowed us to have dedicated management bandwidth to look at each of our businesses with very sharp lenses. And for each of our businesses, we have very different growth vectors. Like for FM and food, I did explain over the call that we are doing both organic increase and investing in a new central kitchen and also looking at inorganic acquisitions for growth. For FM, we are looking at some very large deals and, you know, working on some emerging spaces like industrials, GCCs, government and public infra, and also expecting a very strong tie-up with the aggregators. So this is something that we are doing as a differentiation from last year. For industrials, we are looking at end-to-end O&M contracts with large manufacturing plants. We have forayed into green energy, smart infrastructure through smart meters and vertical transportation for urban mobility.
In the security space, we've done significant sales leadership. In fact, the headcount increase in quarter one is in excess of 600, which has been one of the best quarters from a security standpoint. It gives us a very good momentum into Q2. And we start quarter two also with a very healthy pipeline for security. These are some of the vectors for growth, Aryan, for each of the businesses.
So we should assume that a seasonality doesn't affect the business. Then over the upcoming quarters, we look at reducing the debt obligation.
Yeah, we are right now, like Prakul said, averaging is around 140-150 crores of average debt. We expect on the back of, let's say, a good quarter two and quarter three, and also putting our novations in place, we should be able, as we progress through the year, we should be able to bring down our debt levels to below 100 crores on an average basis.
Okay, that's all from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Aryaman from Prudent IM. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congrats on the listing. I just had two, three questions on my side. So I think you mentioned the dip in margin due to the investments we had done in employee cost and bonuses related to new hiring on the firm. Can you maybe just call the quantum of these investments so that we can kind of get a sense on the sustainable margins, say if these get into the base, what's the kind of margins we can look at for this year? So we first on that, yeah.
Sure. Ariman, do you have any more questions so we can take all of them together?
I just wanted to get a sense on, you shared your debt position, maybe also get a sense on the cash position we have currently on a balance sheet. And then the third was on margins actually. So if the jump from 3 to 6%, is there any scope of operating leverage that we can see here, or are we going for higher margin contracts now? Because I'm getting a sense that there would be some operating leverage that we can find here, and maybe just sense on what margin would look like.
Sure. So let me attempt a couple of, and then I'll pass it on to Praful on the debt and the cash position. In terms of the margin uptake from 3% to 6%, definitely there will be an operating leverage because we are expecting to grow at significantly higher growth rates than market as well as competition. And then there is obviously a huge base that we have already set for ourselves. So the base may not go up significantly, and then additional revenues obviously flow more into the margins. It's also the mix of the businesses, Ariman, as we explained, that we want some of our high margin businesses to grow faster than the other businesses, which will also help us play. Within each of the businesses, there are a lot of margin levers. As you know, we were obviously run as a large staffing company. Some of our contracts have been on staffing models. We are also pivoting towards market models. For example, in industrial space, we are more moving towards outcome-based contracts, which we believe should help us improve our margins in that space. In the security space also, we are pivoting more towards digital security in addition to providing ManGuards, which we again believe gives us superior margins than what we are making. So some of these levers would obviously help us to move from the 3% to 6%. Prakul, if you can tell the cash and the debt position as well.
Yeah. So as of now, for the quarter, the gross cash is around 68 crores and the debt is around 176 crores, excluding founded. So we are at a position of 120 crores or net debt company. So including founded, it will be around 222 crores of gross debt at a 68 crores of cash.
Yeah. Lastly, Ariman, on margins and the quantum of investments. See, obviously for a listed company, there is a corporate structure, which is what we have invested into. But, without getting into very specific as to how much investments, I think the margin guidance that you asked is, obviously we want to move from the present 3.1% to an exit of 4% this year, which we believe, with the team that we have put together and the visibility of the sales pipeline that we have, we are very confident to achieve those numbers within this financial year.
Sure, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this was the last question for today, and I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you once again for joining us
on our inaugural earnings call. We truly value your questions, feedback, and continued support as we begin this exciting new chapter. We look forward to a lot of engagements with you in the quarters ahead. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of IIFL Capital Services Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.